There's another man that lives in Israel who is a very important contact for us as a broadcast partner. His name is Itamar Marcus. He heads up an organization, Palestinian Media Watch. Their website is PALWATCH, P-A-L-W-A-T-C-H, palwatch.org. Go there and be sure to, when you're at the website, sign up for the contact information that is needed by Itamar for his team to send out alerts to you when there is information you need to know about the Palestinian media. It'll keep you abreast of what's going on. Of course, we have him often as a broadcast partner here on Prophecy Today for the purpose of helping you to be up to date on what is happening in the Palestinian media. And tomorrow I want to talk to you about a report you put out, one of the Palestinian Authority officials saying if he had a nuclear weapon we're talking about, in his hand, he would use it on Israel. We'll get to that in just a moment. But this last week was Jerusalem Day, the celebration of the liberation of the city of Jerusalem. After 2,000 years, the city was reunited. But just prior to the activities and during some of the activities of celebration on Jerusalem Day, there was Palestinian rioting in the streets. The Mufti of Jerusalem, the highest-ranking Muslim cleric in the area, he was arrested, held for about 6 hours, questioned on his involvement in the incitement. Do you know anything about that? Indeed, was the Mufti involved in inciting these, especially young Palestinians, to go against and riot around the celebration of Jerusalem Day?
Yes, he actually, I think, used the words, he called on them to protect or defend Al-Aqsa, defend Jerusalem. Now, of course, everyone can interpret that in their own way, but when the Mufti says defend, they don't necessarily interpret it meaning to write op-eds. So there was a lot of violence. Now, the Mufti also, last year, on Palestinian television, the same highest Muslim official in the Palestinian Authority, in a public speech, said that the Muslims are destined to kill Jews as a precursor to resurrection. The hour of resurrection, he said, won't come until Muslims fight the Jews and kill them. So he has been inciting hatred and violence and essentially murder in the name of Islam for a very, very long time. And if it wasn't the Mufti, he probably would have been in jail a very long time ago, but Israel is concerned. So I think this is more a warning because they have enough on him already to put him in jail for inciting to murder.
Why is it that Jerusalem is such a hot spot as it relates to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict? Now, Mecca and Medina are number one and number two in holiness as far as cities are concerned for the Islamic world. And in fact, the word Jerusalem is not even used in the Quran, their holy book. Why is Jerusalem so important to the Islamic people?
The fact is that if you look at the position of Jerusalem, the 19 years from 1948 to 1967, from 1949 to 1967, that it was occupied by Jordan illegally, you see that it had very, very little status. King Hussein, as far as I know, only visited there once in the entire time. He did not make it the capital of Jordan. When I remember visiting the old city of Jerusalem right after the Six-Day War, and there was, how should I say it? There was waste running through the streets. There was no sanitation. There was a stench. This is the way Jerusalem was treated when it was under Muslim control. They didn't really care about it. Today, it's under Israel's control, and they use this as an excuse for hatred, for violence. They lie to their own people and tell them that Jerusalem was the capital of Palestinian state throughout history. Of course, there never was a Palestinian state, so it couldn't have been anybody's capital, but it was never even the capital of any Muslim state.
Well, that controversy is going to continue according to the ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah, and we know that then will be the case because God's word says so. You put out a report earlier this week that there is a Palestinian Authority official who said on an interview, I think it was being done in Lebanon, he made this statement that if he had a nuclear weapon, he would use it on the Jewish people today. Boy, that's a very concerning statement.
Yes, he was being he was talking about all the Palestinian conditions to go back to negotiations, And the negotiator said, oh, why are you going back with this negotiating game, as if it was, you know, wasn't going to reach anything. So his answer was, I swear that if we had a nuke, we'd have used it this very morning. And what he basically was saying is that we would use violence, terror, killing, war, if we could. But since we can't, and since we don't have the weapons to defeat Israel militarily, we're going to go through negotiations. So when he talks about if we had a nuke, we would use it, what he's saying is, if they had enough weapons, they would be fighting Israel. And this person who said this is Beirut Jew, very high Fatah and Palestinian Authority official. But Abbas, Mahmoud Abbas, has said the same thing a number of times in the last few years. He said it and then repeated it a few times, that if we had the military strength and if the Arab world would join with us, we'd fight Israel.
You know, I am aware of the fact, and I guess everybody else is who observes geopolitical activities, that the United States, European Union, United Nations, many other world leaders would endeavor to do what they possibly could to bring the peace talks back together. But it does not look like that's going to happen. Howbeit, there was an interesting statement made by the mayor of Jerusalem, Barkat, who said, okay, if they want to have Jerusalem as a capital city, why don't they name Ramallah Northern Jerusalem? Are the Palestinians considering that at all, or is that so totally a possibility totally out of context?
It's, again, it would, if they really wanted a capital named Jerusalem, they could do it. It's only a few minutes outside Jerusalem. The problem is, like I said, they don't want a capital named Jerusalem. They want to take away what Israel had. When they had Jerusalem under Jordan, they didn't do anything with it, and it wasn't their capital, and it was a dirt heap almost. Because Israel has it, they want it. So it won't solve their problem of Israel having Jerusalem if they turn Ramallah into northern Jerusalem. So that's why his statement is a challenge to them. But they would never accept something like that because they don't need the name. They want what Israel has. And if they had Jerusalem, they would want Tel Aviv like they did before. And if they had Tel Aviv, they would want every last bit of Israel.
That is the bottom line. Our conversation with Itamar Marcus, who heads up Palestinian Media Watch, their web address, palwatch.org. Go there, sign up for their alert newsletter that will be sent out by Itamar. Itamar, thank you so very much. You bring important information to the table for all of us to understand and realize reality as it relates to the Palestinian media. Thank you, my good friend.
You're very welcome, and thank you.